thing which was committed to you, keep by the Holy Spirit who dwells in us. This you know, that all those in Asia have turned away from me, among whom are Phygellus and Hermogenes. I want to use for subject faith transfusions. Faith transfusions. All of us are familiar with blood transfusions. We understand in order to live, we've got to have blood. And when we find that our bodies do not have the sufficient amount of blood, someone else who has that blood type will share blood through what is called a blood transfusion. Many people give their blood and the blood banks keep it, but it's actually blood from someone else that allows you to continue living. Sometimes in life, you and I have faith issues. Sometimes our faith is not as strong as it ought to be. And I reach down in me as much as I possibly can, and I'm trying to pull out what I think and know I need to do, what I need and how I need to respond. But I'm just not where I used to be. I'm saying, but I'm talking about all of us. So don't think I'm confessing here. Amen. I'm just trying to talk like we talk. And so sometimes it's necessary for us to receive what I'm calling tonight, what I believe Paul did for Timothy, a faith transfusion. He allowed Timothy to borrow from his faith, to gain strength that he needed from what he had encountered. Paul is on death row, which means that this is the last epistle that he wrote. And in this epistle, he says, I've fought a good fight. I've finished my course. I've kept the faith. And so he knows that what I'm sharing with Timothy, I'm sharing with Timothy because of where I am and what I know the future holds for the Lord's kingdom and the Lord's church. He knew that what was happening to him was going to happen to Timothy, perhaps, and to many other Christians. And a lot of times people can't deal with persecution and deal with trials and tribulations as they ought to. Paul had gotten to the point where he had enough faith to meet his destiny. And that's what causes him to cry out and say, for which cause I suffer these things. Nevertheless, I'm not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he's able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Against that day has reference to the day of judgment. It has reference to the day that he may give his life, that Nero actually takes his life. That could be that day. But whatever day it is, he says, I am assured of the fact that the Lord will keep that which I have committed to him, that which I have deposited. I have deposited my life to this Jesus. I have deposited my life to the preaching of the gospel. And I do not believe that I have wasted time. And he does all that he can to try to show Timothy that great calling from verse 8 through verse number 11, he really helps identify how that gospel is the eternal gospel of God that brings salvation to all men and brings immortality to light. And so he's assured of that. May I just briefly tonight share with you some faith transfusions. I'm going to share with you at least three ways in which you and I can offer or give faith transfusions. The first one is by example. Your example is so important that people who are struggling, people who are going through situations, just by your example, they will be strengthened and receive a faith transfusion. When they know that you have gone through something similar to what they're going through, and they see how you were able to persevere through it, and they have your life as an example, that's a faith transfusion. You know, a faith transfusion can come, transfusion can come by example in other ways. When I was growing up, my father and my mother gave me what I consider a faith that was transferred from them to me. And one of them was on giving. We in our household knew, all of us children knew, I just want to show you a faith transfusion, that my parents were going to give 10% and above in offering. And I mean, they were so adamant about it. I know. And they made this point. They said that even if your bills run short, you still give God his first. I mean, that's just the way they talk. And I mean, you know, they emphasize that and that transferred from them to me. I don't have a hard time giving today. Because I received a faith transfusion from my parents. And I mean, it's automatic. And evidently, Sister Gibbs got the same kind of transfusion. Because I don't have to argue about what we're going to give. I tell you something else that they transferred. They transferred going to worship service on Sunday morning and on Tuesday night from stop six. Ours is Wednesday night. And I just knew that I may as well not even try to plan anything. No need of me trying to plan something on Sunday. No. I know y'all want me to stay on Timothy, didn't you? Amen, amen. I was doing all right when I was talking about Timothy, but I just knew. Tuesday evening belonged to God. I'm going to Stop Six Church of Christ. And when gospel meeting time came, I automatically knew. And that's what you call a faith transfusion. Yeah. If company came, they knew better than to come on Sunday. Nobody in my family gonna call. Nobody in my family gonna call and say, I'm coming to see you on Sunday, because they know. Good point, Shelton. All right, another way. I'm just talking about, you know, you got to realize that as a family, as a parent, that that God intends for us to make these faith transfusions or transfers by our example, but also by our teaching. And I believe that's what Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 1 through 9. I want to show you how that. You can't transfer that which you don't have. Amen. Somebody ought to say amen. I didn't say clap. I said say amen. Well, we just had a long discussion about that clapping. And I pray that I don't know how far we got. I'm just going to tell you the truth. We're going to keep hammering at it. All right. But we made some good point, made some good progress. Now, I want you to watch this because I want to show you the transfusion that God and the transfer that God wants to take place. And it comes through teaching. Now, this is the commandment. And these are the statutes and judgments which the Lord your God has commanded to teach you, that you may observe them in the land which you are crossing over, and that ye may fear the Lord your God to keep all his statutes, his commandments, which I command you, you and your son and your grandson, and all the days of your life, and that your days may be prolonged. Therefore, hear, O Israel, be careful. Well, let me move down. Verse number 6, hear, O Israel, verse 4, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love, watch this, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. And these are the words which I command you today shall be in your heart. And then watch this, and you shall teach them diligently to your children. But it's got to be first in your heart. Before you can transfer it, it's got to be in your heart. And then he says, I want you to do transfusions while, watch him now. He says, I want you to do those transfusions. All right, where is it? Oh, amen, amen. There it is. Thus shall, I'm in chapter 7. That's why I can't find it. All right. Now watch this. And these are the words I command you. And then he said, verse number 7, you shall teach them diligently to your children and shall talk of them when you sit in your house. Make some faith transfusions when you're sitting and watching television. When you're watching the Cavaliers come back on the Warriors, tell them how God is able to come back too. Amen. Amen. You know, teach them something about God. Amen. And then if you're a Warriors fan, just show how that all that cockiness on that other team, that's what'll get you in trouble. Amen. Well, I mean, it's a whole lot you can teach. Make some faith transfusions. Amen. All right? Amen. And then the third way, that's teaching. Example number one, actually do some teaching. Tell him what God says. And then the third way is through encouragement. I mean, you know, every now and then you find somebody that you know their spirit is limping, their spirit is low, their spirit is really lethargic, and it's not where it needs to be. Why don't we just walk up to them and give them a transfusion and say, look, I'm pulling for you. I notice you're dragging a little bit, but just know that God loves you and I love you. That's a transfusion. You ought to give preachers sometime a transfusion. Amen. You know, all of us around here, we preach, and I get a lot of transfusions, but because you encourage me so often. But don't ever forget that we all need encouragement. That's not what you preach for, but you preach. The song leader just got through singing. Walk up to him and give him a faith transfusion. Tell him, say, man, you didn't get it quite right, but I'm still pulling for you. I'm just having fun with you. Amen. I am having fun. That was beautiful singing, beautiful singing. I think our elders need some encouragement. You know, they have a great task of carrying the load of the body. Give them some encouragement. Do that with your wife. Do that with your husband. And I just believe that if we learn to give these transfusions through example, give them by teaching, and do it by encouragement, that it'll strengthen our body, it'll strengthen our walk, and all of us will have a better testimony, and we will not falter when our trials and our tribulations come, because they are going to come. All of us who live godly shall suffer persecution, and so let's make sure that we do that. Here's what I want to tell you. The world indeed is in trouble, and it's in crisis, and there's a need for us all to make our way out of it. Higher education says learn your way out. Science says explore your way out. The liquor industry says drink your way out. Illegal drug industry says cop your way out. Clothes industry says dress your way out. Food industry says eat your way out. Oprah says come and talk your way out. Sports, you can tell how long ago I put this together. Sports industry says enjoy yourself on your way out. Wall Street says get the right investment and land your way out. Lottery says luck your way out. Amen. Obama says I'm on my way out. You make your own way out. Amen. Amen. But I hear Jesus say, I am the way, the truth, and the life. You and I, we got our transfusion, our faith transfusion from the Lord. And I think that this is a great, great way for us to learn. He infused us with what we need by example, by teaching, and by encouragement. And let's do the same thing one for another. And I believe that we will be a stronger people. May God bless you. I know whom I have believed and am persuaded. That was the way Paul encouraged Timothy. I know whom I have believed and persuaded. He's able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. And so if you have that same kind of spirit, that same kind of commitment, I know, then transfer it and share it with somebody else. May God bless you. You heard a message tonight. I pray that you will receive it in the way that I sought to try to encourage you. And I pray that if you're not a Christian, that you'll become a Christian by hearing the gospel, believing it with all of your heart, repenting of your sin, confessing Christ to be the Son of God, buried with him in the water grave of baptism. That's for remission of sin. When you come up out of the water grave, then you'll be a brand new creature in Christ, in the church of Christ, the one that you can read about in your Bible. If you strayed away from God, you come on back, rededicate your life. Will you do that? Come right now while together we stand and sing. Will you come?
Here I labor and toil as I look for a home, just an humble abode among men. And while in heaven a mansion is waiting for me, gentle voice pleading, come.